But this time, I actually paid attention, and this motherfucker was beating his meat in the fucking stall.
I'm screaming. And I'm like, oh, wait, where was this? You said work?
Yeah, this is at work.
Oh, God.
This is at work. And then I'm like, nobody's going to fucking believe me. So what I did was I pulled out my fucking phone.
Oh, my God.
And I recorded it. And you can
just
see
the sound, or
no,
like,
the fucking shadow. You can see it from the
shut
light.
Shut the fuck up.
And
hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni, and I'm here with episode 87, and I have a guest who I'm gonna let introduce himself today.
How you doing? Matthew, how's everybody doing?
So, Matthew, I heard about you actually from Jonah. It was a recommendation. I don't know if any of you guys have actually seen. Me and Drea were on, it was like Barbershop Confidential in San Diego. I really wish, I'm probably going to repost it because honestly, that was a funny episode. So, Jonah was reaching out, the host, and he was like, you should interview my friend who lives in Phoenix. And I was like, perfect. And as you can see, native to San Diego, yeah. Like myself, which yeah. is why... Perfect. I wore my jersey not knowing he was going to wear a headband. So I'm like, even though the Padres lost. And I'm very sad about it, but it is what it is.
Part of me died that day.
I was at work, so I couldn't even cry because I was too busy focused with problems at work. So, and my coworker's a Dodgers fan. He wore his jersey. And I was so annoyed. He wouldn't shut up the rest of the night. And I was like, really right now?
Oh, my God, dude. Like, we would have, nah. I would have, I need a friendly fade outside. I would have told him. I'm like, I need a friendly fade.
I did have like a couple Padres fans, but like I didn't know them. I just saw like some people walking around the warehouse, which is crazy because I just found out that Matthew used to work where I currently work right now. It's a large warehouse, 3,000 people. You don't always know who's working yeah. there. Small world. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you actually have your own podcast, so I kind of yeah. want to hear a little bit about that. You can let the viewers know what your podcast is and yeah. what you like to talk about, because I know you were definitely interested in coming on. I'm sure
yeah.
you take that into consideration, like the topics that Dre and I would talk about
yeah.
before you decide, like, yeah, I'll go on your podcast, so...
Yeah, the name of my podcast is called All Raw No Condom.
That is an out-of-pocket fucking name. Like, literally out-of-pocket.
Well, I got it from Charlamagne the God. I got. Okay. I was toying with like three names.
Okay.
And when I went to go look up the names, they were already
taken.
They're already taken.
I hate when that happens.
So the first one, like, I didn't even know about this podcast. That's yeah. why everybody like it's a huge podcast.
Which one?
And I'll tell you right now. So like, so the one thing, you know, like, because I'm like, I knew that my content was gonna be very raw, very unfiltered. Very unapologetic, you know, that's what I was going to go for
yeah.
because I'm just like, I feel like a lot of people are too sensitive nowadays.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And then, to me, I'm just like, nah, like, I'm sensitive to an extent, but I'm like, if you're going to just like cry over the little shit, like, you know, shit that's very,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And then like, so the terminology when people like, you know, say that, people are like, I want all the smoke. You know what I mean? And that was going to be the original name. And then I saw Matt Barnes had it.
Got it.
And
got
I'm
it.
Like, and I looked it up, and I'm like, it's already. I'm like, Matt Barnes. I'm like, how the fuck? I'm like, I never even heard of it. And then now I hear about it all the time.
That's crazy.
And then I was watching the movie Get On Up.
Okay.
With,
I haven't seen
the, that. The movie about James Brown.
Okay.
And then like, there's a part in the movie where it says, you know, if you, I watch movie subtitles, and this is the big payback is playing. And I'm like, the big payback. I'm like, that'd be a cool name. And then I realized it was already taken. The girl from Living Single. I don't know if you ever watched Living Single.
I haven't.
Her name is Erica Alexander.
Okay.
That's the name of her podcast.
Got it.
And then I'm like, I was like, I had everything. I had the equipment, but I didn't have a fucking name. And then I was listening to The Breakfast Club. And I was literally on my lunch on my way to work. And
yeah.
I'm listening to The Breakfast Club. And then Charlamagne had a caller call in, and then he was like talking about he has a date with a girl. And then, you know, he's like, I think it's going to go down tonight. And then he's like, make sure you go all raw, no con. And I'm like, ah, I'm like, that's it. I'm like, and then to me, I'm like, it would have a double meaning to it because, you know, raw material, you know, very
yeah.
raw, no condom, no filter. And I'm like, to me, I'm like, that was the perfect name. I took that and I ran with it. And then I told, actually, I reached out to Jonah. I'm like, yo, I'm like, can you make me a logo? I'm like, cause you know how
Nice. I didn't know he, no, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah, he does like very artsy. He's
well,
like,
no wonder he has like a bunch of stuff in his like studio area. Yeah. He had a lot of art. I didn't realize that he actually makes himself.
He
was like
he used to be a tagger. Ooh. And then he had like an iPad Pro and he like does like stuff on his iPad Pro. And I knew he was really into it.
Yeah.
And then he made me a logo.
Nice, nice.
And then I used him for his logo for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got the new logo. Like, it's not even a real logo.
Yeah.
It's I took one of his pictures.
Okay.
Right? I took one of his pictures that he, because he's a photographer, obviously. Okay. You know that.
Yeah.
And then he had like taken a picture of like the San Diego skyline.
Okay.
And then he, I loved it. And I'm like, I love the picture. And then I just added some, the Apple emojis. Like, okay. You know how you can make yourself with the Apple emojis? I added them into it and I just wrote the name in the middle.
Nice, nice.
And I'm like, and that just became the logo because I'm just like,
it's creative though.
Well, like I kept reaching out to actual graphic designers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm like, can you quote me on how much a logo? Yeah. And everybody would just bullshit me like, oh, yeah, yeah. Because I usually charge around this time. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I want a logo done. Can you, I'm like, give me down payment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like to
like
make
draft
it for
me. Something draft first,
me something
too.
So
yeah.
I can see it. I'm like, I want to make sure I like it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then sure enough, like they never reached out. So I'm
that's
like,
that's annoying.
I just, yeah.
I do know one in San Diego, by the way, but I know you have your logo. Just saying. He made ours. So he helped make ours.
Oh, he made your guys?
Yeah. Do you know where, so Flings and Things, can you guess, because you're from San Diego, where that was inspired by? I don't know if you've ever.
Flings and Things.
I don't know if you. It's not called it anymore, technically.
I mean, I don't know about.
It's Wings and Things.
Yeah, well, Wings and Things.
That's where we got it from. That was our inspiration.
I was thinking of Wings and Things, no, but do you know what? I was thinking about Wings and Things, but I was, for some reason, when you said Wings, Flings and Things, I was thinking about the Thought Towers for some reason. I don't know why. And I'm just like, hold on, I'm like.
It was literally Wings. Drea loves Wings, and we love Wings and Things. I know they changed it to, like, Epic Wings now, but there's actually only one in Arizona. There is one by my old house at the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, by, like, where the Walmart is.
The Epic Wings, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Have you been there before?
I have not.
Bro, they're doing dollar wings.
Really?
They're doing, like, dollar wings until they get big, they said.
Okay, okay. We'll have to look at that up then.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so what kind of topics do you go over in your podcast? I mean, just from hearing the name, I can kind of just guess, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not wrong and there's other directions. Is it random?
Nope, it's exactly what you think. It's very, very raw, very sexual.
Yeah, he said no condoms. So, yeah, I mean, no one likes condoms anyway, so we want to hear the raw, like.
Well, I mean, if we're going off the terminology, like, if I, you know, I mean, if it's my first time with a girl, I always use a condom because I'm like, you can't really trust.
Yeah, you can't trust people.
You know what I mean? I would have to like know you for a while in order for me just to go raw the first night.
Is that like when you say a while, are you talking about like multiple dates or like, because what if you only hooked up twice, but you've known her for 6 months? Like when you say that, like specifically, you're seeing someone consistently.
Nah, meaning like if I met you that day and we're about to smash, I'm wearing a condom.
Yeah. For how long would you wear a condom for?
I would like, oh no, I would make them get tested.
Okay, so then as long as you have that test, it could be sooner, as long as you guys are having that conversation.
Correct. You know what I mean? Because, I've gone way too long without ever getting one.
It's literally spreads like wildfire. And I think people just don't talk about it enough. Like, I feel like, so I've only had ever in my life, like one guy ask me to get tested. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all these motherfuckers trust me a lot, which obviously I'm like, I'm healthy and I make sure I take care of my health. But even then, like, what if I was a liar?
Yeah.
And then people are in denial because they're like, it's not me. There's no way. Like, I know everybody that I'm fucking, but it's like, you don't know who they're fucking. And then realistically, people are fucking liars.
Correct.
So then they have one, they don't know, there's no symptoms, and then next thing you know, your dick or your vagina is literally burning.
I got close,
when you piss.
I almost got it too before. I almost got it. There was a girl who was a friend.
Okay.
And then we fucked around one night. Nothing, you know what I mean? Like nothing, like kissed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she gave me head, you know. Okay. And then come later, like we almost fucked that night, but then I told her, I'm like, I specifically said, I'm like, nah, I'm like, oh, I don't have a condom. Because I was about to smash. Like, we were cool. It came out later that she had genital herpes.
Did she tell you after?
She ended up telling me.
Well, at least she told you because she's not.
She ended up telling me later.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that night. She didn't tell me that night. That's why I was like, I'm like, bro, like, even with the condom, you still got to tell me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, nah. I'm like, no, bro. I'm like, and probably, like, nah. I'm like, if she, even if she, even if she would have told me, my shirt would have been like.
So you have a girl in front of you, like your dream girl aesthetically, like 10 out of 10, what you want for, and she, you don't have a condom, you're not taking that risk.
No.
Okay, we love that for you. We love a healthy, smart man, self-discipline in the bedroom, and literally is not going to fall to a thirst trap no matter what. So that's cool. Okay. So what else do you guys talk about? I mean, well, it's just you. You mentioned that you did have something going on with some friends back right before.
Yeah. So I had my own. This was another fail. This is a failed one, you know, because with my people, it was four friends. We all met at work at my last job. One of my last jobs, we worked at a mortgage company together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in the process. I had already pre-done two episodes.
Okay.
But they sounded like shit, so I never put them out, you know? And then, so basically what ended up happening was they were talking about podcasts. I'm like, I already have one. And then they're like, I'm like, if you guys want, you guys can come over. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, like, I have two mics. You guys need to buy more mics. You know, I'm like, and we can go ahead and we can do it. And then they ended up buying, you know, the mics for it. And then we ended up, you know, doing the first. Like, I brought them as guests on mine
first. Got it, to start it off.
Because we didn't have an establishment. We didn't even have a name yet.
Okay, got it.
And then they ended up picking a name. And it was like, I never liked the name. I still hate the name. You know, but
that's why you can't remember the name. Just kidding.
No, I have. I remember the name, but it was a stupid name.
Yeah.
So it's because like they're all really into gambling, you know.
Got it.
Parlays.
Okay.
And poker. Yeah. So they had called it Four and a Pop, and I thought like, there's nothing catchy about that name at all. There's nothing catchy about the name. Like someone hears Four and a Pop podcast, I'm never gonna be like, let me listen to that podcast, you know. And then, but they liked it, so that's the name that we went with. But it was very, very little effort on their part. You know, I had the laptop, I was recording, I was editing, I was, you know, doing the reels, I was doing the social media, I created the social media, I put it on Apple, I put it on Spotify, I did it all.
Okay.
And all they were doing is just kind of showing up, recording, and then leaving. And then I'm just like, and then when I would ask for more, they were like, oh, well, I need more production from you, you know, we need an intro, and it's not. I'm like, bro, I'm like, fuck off very much, bro. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I told him, I'm like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm like, you want more from me? You know what I mean? And you're not even willing to, you're doing the bare minimum for me. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So that's another failed podcast.
Hey, it doesn't matter though. I think you need to have that experience. Trust me, there's moments when I'm like, oof, like this is getting exhausting and I'm not getting money out of it, and like, but then I have like those random viewers that like reach out and I'm like, no, I love doing this. And I love talking. People that know me know I can talk for hours, even though I'm quieter like in social settings. But when it comes to one-on-one, I'm pretty good at talking.
I feel like you, like if you're quiet in a social setting and you start talking, I'll probably like do a double take. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, because you have like that voice that like draws attention.
People have said that, but like honestly, I used to be super self-conscious about it because I just feel like right now it's raspy because I lost my voice. Sorry, guys. I do sound extra raspy today, but I do feel like when I'm like solo, like I said, one-on-one, I feel like my conversational skills are much better than when I'm in social settings. I'm kind of just like I'll say here and there, try to like laugh to like seem like I'm being engaged, but I'm actually really bad in social settings unless I know everybody there like well.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, I'm always usually, I have to feel the room first.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because I'm like, I made the mistake of just, you know what I mean, just trying to like be social, you know, without reading the room before. But I always have to read the room and kind of see what people are talking about.
True.
And what we can get away with, if you want to say that, because you know, like some people, like some settings will seem cool and then it's not cool.
Yeah, and also even like with the topics I go over and flings and things, like I don't have those conversations in social settings in which I'm not close to people, believe it or not. It's easier for me to talk about my true thoughts and feelings when I'm like behind the camera, which maybe you can maybe you can relate. Maybe you're like, no, I'm pretty much the same way everywhere. I'm not, I'll be honest.
Oh no, I got shit from my family. I got shit from my family. Like
what they say,
they talk about. So like there was an episode I did. It's called The Big Reveal.
Okay.
And this is probably my most listened to episode.
Okay, what was it about?
So basically, we was at work, right? Mm-hmm. We were at work, and on the floor that we were at, there was only one bathroom for men, right?
Okay.
And then I'm the type of person who I didn't need to go number two.
Okay.
Right? And then I can't go when someone else is in the stall.
Okay.
You know?
I don't blame you. I mean.
I'm like, so I went in there and I saw there was somebody in there.
Okay.
Okay. But it looked like he was peeing. So I'm like, let me get the fuck. I'm like, let me. And I'll come back in 20 minutes. And
okay. Okay.
And then I came back in 20. He was still there.
Okay.
Right. And then I'm like, if I came back the third time and he was still there. But this time I actually paid attention and this motherfucker was beating his meat in the fucking stall.
I'm screaming. And I'm like, where was this? You said work?
Yeah, it was at work.
Oh, God.
It was at work. And then I'm like, nobody's going to fucking believe me. So what I did was I pulled out my fucking phone.
Oh, my God.
And I recorded it. And you can
just
see
the sound or
no, the fucking shadow. You can see it from the
shut
light.
Shut the fuck up.
And I put it and this is like this
HR nightmare right there.
This was my kind of like my genius marketing.
Okay.
And I put it and I made it. I put it on my fucking podcast channel.
No, you didn't.
And then I was like, to find out what happened, listen to the next episode.
I'm so done with you.
So finally, So like that final episode, the next episode when it dropped, because it didn't drop like 2 weeks after I posted it.
Okay.
Because there was like 4 people involved in that shit, right? And then I told that's how I started it off. And I was like, yo, so basically I told him, I'm like, I need to go. And this motherfucker was in the stall. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, so finally I was like, I told him, no way this nigga's beating his meat at work. I'm like, there's no fucking way. I'm like, if I don't fucking record this, nobody's gonna fucking believe me. People are gonna be like, it probably looked like that, but when you actually see the fucking the actual footage of it, there's no denying that he was beating his meat.
He's also was in there a long time. And the crazy thing you just said that right now, I actually had this allegation about a month ago at work, and because
really?
I'm in HR,
okay.
Somebody was in the restroom masturbating.
Oh man!
And we couldn't prove it, so there's not really much investigating I could do at that point. Yeah. But the fact that it was known was like, what the actual fuck? People can't wait,
bro.
We
were in nesting, bro. We were in nesting, meaning we were probably there for under a month, and he was doing this.
Oh my goodness!
The dude ended up getting fired the next day, though.
They were had enough proof because you showed the video.
No, so basically, what ended up happening was this was right after the COVID, COVID.
Yeah.
So 2021, I think the beginning of 2021. I'm sorry, no, November 2020.
Okay.
So he was gone for almost an hour, obviously, because he was in the fucking bathroom.
Oh my God.
And then he told them he didn't feel good.
Okay.
And then, so they sent him home.
Okay.
Because obviously it's COVID, you know, they're like, if you feel good,
home. They don't want to risk that shit.
You know, and then sure enough, he came back the next day. I think he did it again, but I avoided the fucking bathroom at all costs after that. And then that day they fired him because he was off cue for
over an hour. They were able to get him for a productivity disappearing type of shit. Okay, yeah. So not for the jacking off, basically. Yeah. Okay.
But it's still up there. I never fucking deleted it.
I have to listen to that because that's hilarious. That's literally an HR nightmare.
But that's not why they came at me.
Okay, why did they come at
me? In that same episode, I told a story because I had told this story at work with my friends.
Okay.
With the people that were there. And then they kind of brought it up, you know?
Yeah.
So they asked, we talked about how I accidentally let a girl eat my ass one time. And then they're like,
I saw a clip about this on Barbershop. Okay, I saw that clip on your profile. I was actually going to bring that shit up later, but let's get into that. So you talked about this, your family heard it.
Yeah, so now they use it as a joke. So basically, I told them I was fresh out of a relationship.
Okay.
There was this girl who I've been wanting to fuck this whole time in a relationship. I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
And then finally, I was out of a relationship for maybe 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And she hit me. She obviously you go after every relationship you go through that deleting and. Everything, and she saw it. She saw that I deleted all the pictures.
Yeah,
and everything.
They're all sneaky hoes. Be paying attention to every move that you make. Just saying.
And then obviously, you know, when you go into a breakup, you don't want to talk to nobody. You just want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I just chill in my room.
Yeah.
And she kind of hit me. She's like, "What are you doing tonight?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm just chilling." I'm like, you know. She's like, "Hey, do you work tomorrow?" I'm like, "Nah." And she knew what the fuck she was doing. You know what I mean? She's like,
she wanted to, how late can I come
over?
Because
you don't
work.
Let me take you out. Let me get your mind off of things.
Oh, shit. Take you out.
Yeah. I'm like, let me get your mind off of things. And I'm
okay.
All right, cool. You know, I don't know if you've been to Westgate.
Yes. You know, I go there often because it's closer. It's easier.
Okay, you know where the sugar factory is at?
Yes, yes.
So that used to be Saddle Ranch.
Okay, I've never been there, yeah.
Okay, that used to be Saddle Ranch. Shireen went to Saddle Ranch. She was buying me drinks all fucking night. She bought me like beers and she bought
that's
me
somebody
shots.
Who wants to get laid for fucking shit. Yeah. I've never bought a man drinks like that. Oh my God.
And then she was like, you know, let me help you get your mind off of things. And I said, all right, cool. And then I'm like, cool. And then like, we're getting to the end of the night. And then she's like, hey, we're having a little cake back at my house. You want to come? I'm like, yeah, like I don't got work tomorrow. Yeah. I'm like, I'll head over there.
Okay.
And then sure enough, we get there and she's like, oh, it's like, I don't know. Nobody's here yet. Or everybody. And then I'm like,
no one's coming. I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, she's finessing like a man with a plan.
Yeah,
damn.
Bro. She plotted on me, bro.
That's crazy. Scheming and plotting real big right there. That's wild.
And then I'm like, I know what you're doing, bro. And I'm like, all right, let's. I'm like, she's like, you want to watch? I'm like, bro.
How old was she? Wait a minute. I need to know. Was she on the older side?
Huh?
Was she older? Like later 20s or 30s?
No, we were like probably like maybe a year apart.
But how old was she at that time?
I was like 27.
Okay, so she is on the older side. I just can't picture like a 21-year-old girl doing this. That's why I'm asking.
No,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
I was like 27, 28, and then she was like 26 or 27.
That's still kind
so
of
so we were like
yeah,
only
okay.
like a year apart.
Okay, okay. Damn.
And then look at her I'm like, go. I kind of already knew. Like, I'm like, let's just. She's like, do you want to watch a movie? I'm like, bro, let's just go to the
that's
bedroom.
That's exactly
bro.
What it's going
I'm like,
on.
I'm
let's
like,
watch a movie. Netflix
I'm
control.
Like, bro, let's just go to the bedroom, bro. I already know what time it is, bro. I'm like, I already know what we're doing.
That's nuts.
And
okay.
then, so sure enough, you know, we did that. And then we go in there. We're like fucking around. And then she asked me. So this is where I said I was tricked because I thought it was something different. She's like, hey, let me give you a Russian trombone. That's what she called it. She's like, let me give you a rusty trombone.
She called it that?
Yeah.
I've never heard that
and
term.
And then to me, what I thought a rusty trombone was that someone suck your balls from the back
okay.
and then they give you a reach around. That's
okay.
what I thought it was.
Okay, because I could, yeah, that makes sense actually. Okay.
So, but I guess a rusty trombone, the actual, what it is she eats your ass. And
while she's jacking you off.
Yeah.
But like from the same angle that you were expecting the first.
Yeah.
Damn,
so,
I've yeah okay okay.
All right, so I'm like I've never had that done, you know. I'm like I'm with it.
Okay.
And then sure enough, I do it. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
She goes back there, and then as soon as she like sticks her tongue wherever, I'm like, I clenched, bro. I clenched. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, she was like, what? She
as
like,
every man does when it's their first time.
I'm like, what are you doing, bro? She like, I told you what I was going to do. I'm like, that's not it, bro. She's like, that's definitely it. And I'm like.
Did you Google it after?
Hold on. Oh, you're like, you were there. I'm like, bro, that's not what it is. She's like, yes. I'm like, so I pulled out my phone. We stopped what the fuck we were doing. And I Googled it.
No, you did not.
And we Googled it. I'm like, no, I'm about to prove you wrong. And then sure enough, like, I'm like, all right.
So it's like in the middle. So she didn't even finish. Like, you guys stopped and started having this conversation. I'm so done.
Yeah. So that's basically, I'm like, okay. I'm like, so I didn't know what it was. I'm like, that's my fault. She's like, she's like, do you want me not to do it then? And I'm like, you know what? Let's fuck it. I'm like, let's try it out. And then we tried it.
Wait, so are you standing up?
No, it's kind of like, I'm kind of like bent over, like, you know, like the bed, you know what I mean? Like, sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay, whoa, yeah. Okay.
So I was standing up, kind of bent over, you know?
That's what makes sense. I'm trying to think. I've never actually done that before. I can finally say something I haven't done. Maybe my boyfriend's going to like
and
that
then,
later. But
yeah. Yeah, so I was
like, so did you like it is the question.
And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, she already did it. I'm like, let me just try it.
Okay.
And then I'm like, and they're not got. That wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I was with it.
Yeah.
And then she like, it was funny, right? And then she was doing it, and then she kind of went too far with it, you know? Like,
okay.
Then she tried to use a finger, and I'm like, no, bro, no.
Oh man.
I'm like, no. I'm like, I am not with the finger shit at all. I'm like, do not ever fucking do that again in your life. I told you.
Okay.
But then she was the first girl who ever did it.
So you've never had it done after?
No. I mean, I've had it done before. After.
Okay.
After
okay.
Her. But she was like if it. I always tell people if it didn't happen the way it happened, I probably would have never tried it. You know?
Because if someone would have asked you, you just would have said no.
I'm like no.
Because you thought it wasn't that, so that's why. Okay.
Yeah. No. If no like. just in general got my ass ate. Like I never would have allowed any girl.
A lot of men don't, and that's like something that I feel like it's like a sexuality thing, and people get all like uncomfortable. And I don't even know. I feel like it's not even about it being ass. I think it's because people think it's like gay shit, and I'm like, dude, like. Anal play is amazing for women and for men. So for you listening, if you are like, no, that's gay. No, it's not. If it feels good to me, it's not gay. That's how I see it. But that's just my opinion. So now does it happen regularly or no? I'm just kidding.
It's happened twice.
Do you ever ask a woman to do that?
Ask them if they ever have.
But you won't ask them to do it, or you let them do
it? I'll ask them. I'll kind of use that as an example. Like, I'll ask them if they ever have. I'm like, have you ever?
And they say yes.
And if they say yes, then I'll be like, oh, I'm with it.
Okay, so that's how you kind of get it started.
And then if they say they never have, then I'm like,
I feel like that's how my boyfriend asked me, because he asked me if I was like that. And I was like, yeah. Like, usually only with people like I have feelings for and I'm seeing consistently. Correct. Never with a hookup or a random. Yeah. That's for fucking sure, but.
Yeah. So, but they make fun of me for that now. Like, I have a little sister. She has, like, no fucking filter at all.
How old is she?
She is, like, probably, like, 25 or 26.
Okay.
She has no, she thinks like she runs the whole house. You know what I mean? She tries to, like, boss people around, and I was shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? And like, and she'll just use that. She'll like randomly split that out. She's like, whatever ass, you know, like, I like to get my ass. I'm like, and she says that in front of family. She'll say that in front of my mom, in front of my dad, but like, they don't know what the fuck it means. So like, I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. I'm like,
calling you out.
Yeah, I'm just like, bruh. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm just like, they make fun of me for that shit, for some of that shit sometimes. I'm like, I don't care.
That's when these stories come out and you're like, ooh, people are going to know, but it is what it is. I feel like it's not, I mean, I think as I've gotten older, I've been more comfortable with just being open about things. Like, even like, I would never have these conversations with my mom, and now like, I have them with my mom because we're able to have them, and also she listens to my episodes, so I know my mom knows what I used to do on the streets, but here we are, and like, you know, now I'm on the streets, so it's whatever.
I saw the episode where you were talking about like, when you were like, you got like a UTI or some shit like that, and
UTI or yeast infection? I don't know. I've had them all. Probably yeast infection.
When she found out that you were having sex?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It was a UTI then. No, that's how my mom found out I lost my virginity. Yeah. Because I had to go to the doctor, and she's like, why the fuck do you have a UTI? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, you're having sex. And then she confronted me, and it was a whole fucking scandal fiasco. So
they found out because they found my condoms. That's how they found out.
But see, my brother had condoms that we didn't assume right away, but also my brother and his little friend stole my condoms out of my fucking room. Ridiculous.
I did that one time to my sister.
I'm so
to my older sister, because my sister had some condoms. I'm like, I need a re-up. Can I?
And then I'm so done.
She said it, and I thought she said it was okay. And then she's like, no. I thought she said you can have those, but she said it really fast, and I guess she said you can't have those.
Yeah.
So I grabbed them thinking it was okay, and then she called me out. She's like, why the fuck you taking my, like, every, like, in front of, like, we had, like, crashed out of her house. There were, like, five people. She's like, why the fuck you stealing my condoms? I'm like,
something I would have done, too, though. I'm not gonna lie to the sister. That's funny. I want to get into kind of like your past dating history. Now, I love to ask questions, especially with men, because you get like that man's perspective. So, relationship status right now?
Oh, I'm single.
Single, 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 or are you like chatting and talking?
No, I'm single.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, last relationship was when? Like, last serious relationship?
2019, yeah.
So, like 5 years? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what was something that, I'm not going to go into like how that ended unless you want to, but like, what is something that you took away from that relationship that you're like, it was a hard lesson to learn, and then now you're going to kick it into your next relationship?
Never date a person that you don't want to date is the best way to describe it.
Okay, elaborate, because it sounds like common sense.
Me and her were friends. We were coworkers. Okay. And we had a really great friendship. She's not my type at all. She's still not my type.
Physically?
Physically. Not my type at all.
Okay.
And I had never dated a girl who, you know what I mean? She was a little bit on the heavier side, if we want to talk about that.
Okay.
But I've always, like, I kind of, like, thought to myself, I'm like, maybe this is why I haven't found love. Like, maybe I'm looking for love in the wrong places.
Like, more focused on the physical.
Yeah.
As most men are, I would say.
And then, as most everybody is, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I think more men than women, but I think you're right. Nowadays, it's everything's about looks, I feel like, especially with social media.
Well, I think with women, it's not really more about looks. It's more about your status, you know what I mean? Because...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And then, like, because I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, if, as long as you meet their requirements as their status, I feel like they can learn to love you, you know, physically and stuff like that.
I agree with the learn to love you physically, but I will say, like, I'm more of a personality person. I feel like a lot of people think I'm very focused on status, but if you look at my dating history, I'm definitely not.
Well, I definitely thought you had a type when I was listening. I'm not sure if it was on the BSC podcast, on the barbershop, or on your own. You guys were talking about like the pot, kind of your type.
Yeah, it was.
And then,
a lot, yeah.
And then I think you talked about the if you know you know, like the you know, that was your type.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude's a fucking I'm not sure if it's an act from him, but I'm like I feel he's dumb. Like, bro, like, you were dumb, bro. Like, you don't know basic shit. Like, you don't know South America, North America.
Oh, you're talking about that one? Wait, was it the guest on? Wait, which one is South America?
Huh?
Which one?
No, I'm talking about him.
Okay.
Because I listened to that podcast.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then I watched the reels, and I'm like, you can't be that dumb, bro. Like, you can't be that dumb, dude. I'm like, there's no way you don't know basic shit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, I know this, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and I didn't even go to college, dude. This is basic information, dude. Like,
yeah.
Why I'm just like, to me, I'm like, I thought you had a type. That's why I was like, when I saw that.
What'd you think my type was?
Like skinny, black, dark dude.
That's crazy. No, okay, so you haven't heard all my episodes because I've definitely mentioned, like, type's Latino. And for, like,
I didn't listen to anything prior to BSC.
Okay, so that was when you really, like, okay.
I didn't hear about you guys until you guys went on BSC.
That's true. You know okay, I mean? Okay.
And then I started, like, listening because I thought you guys were, I'm like, you guys remind me more of a calm, more like, how do you say it, more, it's gonna sound fucked up,
no,
more
just
of a
say
well-mannered version of the what's that podcast, Horrible Decisions.
I haven't listened, but I know Horrible
so, like,
Decisions.
they're very like out there, you know what I mean, they're very out there, but yeah. You guys are more like of a calm, collected version, I feel like, of them.
Okay.
You know, because you guys talk about the same topics as them. You guys, you know, have like, you guys kind of like do your own thing, you know what I mean? You guys don't mind putting your business out there.
Like, we'll put some out of pocket shit, but we're also still having like good, like,
correct.
I don't want to say intellectual conversation, but more like put together conversation. Yeah. I feel that. Okay. Thank you.
Like, I feel like they're ghetto, but you guys are bougie.
Okay. I think that's what you were getting at, but I didn't want to say it. Okay. So like,
there's nothing bad with being ghetto, bro.
No, it's not.
I don't mean that in a derogatory term at all.
You have to remember where I grew up, though. I grew up in Poway, for those of you in San Diego. So, like, I did grow up around more, like, predominantly white areas. So, like, Dre and I grew up in different areas. So, like, sometimes you can even hear the way Dre speaks a little bit comes out. Mm-hmm. And that's something that me and her have talked about. Like, that's why we've been having kind of a struggle with, like, a very specific audience. Because I feel like... like, I'm not brown enough for, like, just people who are, like, Latino listening. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know how it is in the culture. Like, they don't like girls talking about all this shit. It just looks bad. And then, like,
you, like, as a Narsabo kid or what?
Yeah, 100%. And then you also got, like, I don't think all, like, the blonde white girls that, like, are in college are listening to me either. So it's, like, what is our audience? It's kind of, like, it's not a niche audience. For some podcasts, you have a specific audience.
I think you guys are very well together. You guys are the yin and yang.
She's more like the
hood. More calm. She's like hood.
I'm gonna make her listen to this episode. I miss her.
I feel like she's hood and calm, and you're like less hood but louder.
Louder.
You know what I mean?
I'm very loud.
You know, so like, and that's why I'm saying you guys compliment each other because like, how often do you meet like a soft-spoken hood girl?
She's gonna love listening to. I'm definitely gonna have her listen to this. I wish she was here right now. I would definitely have to have you back on since you're in Phoenix. But no, yeah, like I agree, and like I think. We do compliment each other, and that's why, like, I love doing this with her because, like, we are already really close in general, and, like, when we decided to do the podcast, it was like, well, I think it's going to be great because we bounce off each other. Our personalities are different, but at the same time, like, they just mesh, and then, like, I can be myself around her. Yeah. So, she's like my sister.
And she can be herself around you.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, like, you know, obviously, you know, when you have that connection with somebody, you know what to bring up and what not to bring up, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and if we ever did, we would just cut it out because there were times we regret it.
I get the same thing, though. I get the same thing because I'm like, if anybody knows, if anybody is from Dago, they know that in Dago, blacks and Mexicans, they mix very well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's and that was a culture shock when I came over here.
In Phoenix? Okay. Phoenix
because... blacks and Mexicans, like, they're, you know what I mean, they can be cool, but like, it's like, do not assume that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because like, I grew up in City Heights. I grew up, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely more black in City Heights.
More black
in different compared.
Black and Mexican.
That's true. There are more. It's more Mexican over there.
Yeah, it's like to me when I grew up, it was really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the only it was black and Mexican, and then we had some Samoans.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And then like, but this like we literally like Samoan was probably like 10, 10 to 15%.
Okay.
But it was mainly like predominantly black and Mexican.
Yeah.
And then the Mexicans, they never liked me. They never liked me.
And you're Mexican?
Yeah.
Full?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm half.
Half. What is your other half?
Guatemalan.
Okay.
So
okay.
The thing about it with me myself, like, that's why I grew up the way I grew up. That's why I talk the way I talk.
Because
they try to jump me multiple times because they just didn't like me.
Okay.
It was like more of the things like they but they didn't like me at all. And then so how everything got started with me was two buildings away from my apartment complex was what they considered the black apartment complex. You know, because it was only black people that lived there.
Okay.
And then one time they tried to jump me and I ran into their, it was like something out of a fucking movie.
Jesus.
I ran into, they were playing dice like on the floor and I ran into the fucking middle of their game. Right.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I was winded because I was running because there were like five dudes trying to jump me.
Okay.
Right. And I could fucking fight, but I'm like, it's fucking,
yeah,
it's
five people dudes. Against one is not cool.
Yeah, and then like, and I was winded, and they're like, and I'm like, fuck, I'm about to get my ass beat. Because I was always told not to go there. I was always told, don't go there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'm winded. And then they're like, what's wrong? You good? And all that came out were like, they're trying to jump me, you know? And then they're like, and then like, they got up, like, who's trying to jump you? And then, like, they had my back like that, bro.
Oh, that's good, though. I thought you were going to tell me they got mad at you, like, when...
They had my back, and then, like, they saw me go in there, and they ran. So, they're like, and then it was like, nah, they want to fight. We're going to make this a fair fight.
Got it.
And then they followed me back to my apartment complex.
Okay.
You know, to make it a fair fight. And they didn't want no smoke. They fucking ran.
How old were you at this time?
I think I was, like, 6 or 7.
Oh, shit.
I was like 7.
I thought you were going to tell me like 16 or 17.
No, I was like 7 years old.
Oh, my God. That's
and then,
so sad.
And then from there on, they didn't fuck with me after that.
Damn.
And then, you know where I would spend my time? At the black apartment complex. And that's when I got introduced to hip-hop.
Okay.
That's back when Tupac was fucking, you know, big. That's back when I learned about hip-hop and everything. And that's
kind of how
I grew up the way I grew up, you know?
Okay. Well, that's good perspective. I always forget, you know, there's different parts of San Diego. People are very sheltered and like where I grew up in San Diego, but I also have a lot of family down south too. So I'm like very well aware like of the certain areas and stuff. But
what part?
Like my family, I have some Spring Valley. So my mom, Spring Valley,
oh,
Chula.
Oh, you mean south? And,
yeah,
and
south.
South
where, like where
I thought
my,
you meant like in the south of the United States.
Oh, no. I mean south San Diego. Like that's like, my mom also grew up in Skyline. So she like has lots of stories.
Ooh,
so my grandparents, literally old school traditional like concept or like viewpoint of like, you know, Latino viewpoint of like, oh, the guy can handle himself. So like Morris High School over there, my tio went there, but my mom and my mom's sister, they went to like a charter school because the schools were so bad back then in like the 80s. So they wanted them out of the area, but they made my tio go to the high school that was local, which he ended up getting moved to the charter school like his senior year.
Which school did you go to?
I went to Poway, but my mom grew up over there. So my mom was explaining like Bloods, Crips, like that was a huge thing back then in the 80s too.
Crips was really big in my neighborhood.
Okay, and it was Bloods in theirs.
And my, obviously it's Skyline.
Yeah.
But my uncle was a Crip, you know, in my neighborhood, and then that's how I got introduced to the culture.
Got
of gangs, you know. But even though he never gangbanged in our neighborhood, you know what I mean, he helped kind of like set up basically what was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even though he never repped, you know, our actual neighborhood, I think he banged Logan actually.
Okay.
He banged Logan. And
I have
then,
a Theo that was in Logan.
But
okay.
But with us, we actually never went to, if I was, you know, to stay out there, if we would have stayed out there, I would have gone to Hoover High School.
Okay.
Because they were like 4 blocks away from where
I don't know where Hoover is, but I've heard of Hoover. Like there's a lot of high schools. Like I can't tell you exactly what area of Sandy, like pinpoint it, but I know the high school because of like.
Well, we got accepted into a program where it was like underprivileged kids that went to like a, you know me, to go to a better school. Our parents put us into that program, and then we ended up going to our elementary school with Pacific Beach Elementary.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard of it,
like,
but
PB
was,
Pacific
Beach Elementary
School. Okay. Like when you're leaving PB, isn't there's a school there, is that the one it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I know exactly where that is.
And then like right down the street is Mission Bay.
Okay. Yes.
The high school.
Okay.
And that was the high school that I was, if
oh,
I
you know what I'm thinking
there.
About the high school actually, but still it's the same area.
It's literally
like
I think like you could walk there. We walked there multiple times.
God, okay, that's
like
crazy.
As a class field trip, like we would walk to the high school.
Damn.
You know, like, so we that was supposed to be, if I would have stayed out there, I probably would have gone to Mission Bay. But if I was in my neighborhood, I would have gone to Hoover.
Got it. Okay. So going back to the dating thing, you mentioned kind of like, we kind of got off topic, but I wanted you to kind of keep elaborating, because I think that's a problem that we have with situationships nowadays. It's like, mm-hmm. you knew this person wasn't your type, mm-hmm. and you still wanted to date them. How long were you in a relationship with them?
A year.
Okay, so what?
I broke up with her on our 1 year anniversary.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, before you get into that, because I need to hear why. Like, okay, so you said that she wasn't your type. Did you learn to like get, like, were you attracted to her eventually, or it was just kind of like an yeah. like, she's cute, but like, it's just not like my, like, yeah. explain, please elaborate from the male's yeah. perspective.
It was to me, I'm like, she was cute, but she wasn't my type at all. But I think the thing that did it for me was, like I said, we were coworkers and we were friends.
Yeah.
And then like we started doing just friendship, like, yo, like, I would like go to movies. I'm like, yo, you do anything? Like, let's go catch a movie or something.
Okay.
And then everyone knew that we would hang out, and then work people would be like, yeah, look so cute together, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, okay. I'm like, bro, don't do that. Don't try to. And eventually, that's what happened. They forced.
Got it. It kind of like
you know what I mean, like, I gave it a shot, and I'm like, you know what? Let's go on a date for real. And then I did it. I tried it. You know what I mean? And I tried it. Like, she's the first girl I ever did it. On top of that, she had a kid. I never did it with a girl who had a kid before.
That's a whole other beast. Okay.
And then I tried it. And then I'm like, you know, I do my part as a boyfriend. I always do my part.
Yeah.
As a boyfriend. And then she was too stuck in her ways.
Okay.
And then she was, like, not willing. Like I was going to compromise for her, but she would never compromise for me.
Okay.
And then, you know what I mean? I remember what to me was a tipping point. So, like, I was in the process at that time from moving from a job to another job.
Okay. You know?
So I was going to have like a month where I kind of had very little income. And I was basically living off my savings account for like that month. And I had told her already. And I'm like, yo, listen, I'm like in, because her birthday and her anniversary both fell in the same month.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Okay. And then I told her, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I'm about to start this new job. I'm like, because I left my job in September. And, you know, like, was my last month. And I didn't start my new job until the middle of November.
Got it. Okay.
Okay? And then I told her, I'm like, I'm not going to have an income really for October. I'm like, so we could do two things. I told her, we can do a big thing for your birthday, a big thing for our anniversary, or we could do something very small for both. Like, what do you want to do?
I see. Like, go all out for one, and then, yeah, I see. Okay, and well, then, at least you're communicating, too, instead of just not even saying anything.
And then
anything.
She, again, no help at all. She's like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just like, I need your input, my boy. Like, what you doing?
My boy.
Because, like, we did multiple things, and I always did it. We went to, like, Halloween Horror Nights, and I planned it. You know, we went to San Diego one weekend.
So she wasn't planning anything.
No.
That's why. It's always me. The girl usually does do the planning.
No help at all.
Damn.
And then.
That's surprising.
We were all supposed to stay at my aunt's house. She let it known that she did not want to stay with my aunt.
Okay.
So I got us a hotel.
Okay.
She complained about the hotel. I'm like, all right, bro. Like,
she just doesn't seem appreciative is what
exactly.
it sounds like.
And then finally, so like I told her, I'm like, she made a comment. She's like, it doesn't really matter. My birthday's never really been important to anybody, so I don't really care. And you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, you know what? Let me do that. Let me be him.
That's the kind of guy you are.
Let me be him. Let me make your birthday, you know what I mean, something big. So she had out here in Scottsdale, they have a Medieval Times.
I feel like I've heard of that, yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen the movie.
They
the
dress
cable
up
guy,
and stuff like
the cable guy where like they go in the, you know, the middle and you're like around. And then they do, like, stuff with horses and shit in the middle.
Yeah, is it fencing and stuff? Yeah. Okay, so I know what you're talking about because I have a friend that actually was going to go. So I've never been, but I've heard of it.
So she wanted to go.
Okay.
So I'm like, for your birthday, I'm like, let me surprise you. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I told you, I went all out. I got us front tickets, which are fucking expensive to get front tickets.
Yeah.
But everything's included, your meal and everything.
Okay.
Right? And then you can pay extra and you can have them, like, say, announce something before.
Okay.
You know, and I had them say happy birthday.
That
to
is
her.
So cute.
Right?
That
and
is
then
so cute.
I told her,
okay.
I'm like, hold on. I'm like, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, hold it a second. I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Do you think she held it?
Dude, if
she's
a man,
like,
told me to hold it because he had a surprise for me, best believe I don't fucking care if I pissed my pants. I'm
no,
staying
bro.
There.
She's like, I have to go. And then she just walked off. Literally,
Shut the fuck up.
As soon as she walked off, they said, happy birthday.
And she didn't come back.
And then I recorded it. I'm like, well, here's your fucking surprise, dude.
Wow. Right? That's nuts. And then, that's crazy.
And I'm at this point, I'm fucking irritated, dude. Yeah. I'm just like, bro, like, all right, you know? And then at that point, so come to fast forward to our actual anniversary day.
Okay.
She sent me a text from her sister in the morning. I woke up to a message from her.
How long after the birthday? Like a couple, two weeks?
Probably like
a week and a half. Okay.
A week and a half to 2 weeks. And she texts me. She's like, hey, you know, thank you for being there for me and my son. You know, I appreciate you and I love you. And that was really it. Right. And mind you, she's working this whole time.
Okay.
She has a job. I don't.
Okay.
You know, I'm just waiting to start my job. So I'm like, let me see if she'll like hit me up and be like, yo, let's go do something. Right. Something. So she did. So that's all she wrote me in the morning.
Okay.
The message. And I'm like, I'm at home. I'm like, let me see if she's like, yo, let's go do something. Yeah. Nothing. You know, I look on Snapchat and she's out eating with her friends.
She's out eating with her friends.
And to me, that was the final straw for me.
Honestly, that is weird. And then she didn't even tell you like, hey, I'm going to go with them and I'll meet you later. Nothing. That's crazy.
So I called her. I'm like, yo, I'm like, where you at? You know what I mean? I was like, I didn't want to talk to her, bro. Yeah. I didn't want to see her. I didn't want nothing. I'm like, where you at? She's like, I'm at home. I'm like, all right. I told her, I'm like, yo, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Did she even try to fight? And
she was like, nah. She was just kind of like,
she was done then. She was done then. I'm sorry. That's a woman who's done. Like, they're acting like that. Mm. She was done. At least emotionally.
I'm done with this shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, everything that we ever do, I told her, I'm like, I put the effort. I planned it. I paid for it. I'm like, we went to San Diego, we went to SeaWorld. You didn't pay for it. I'm like, I paid for everything.
That's crazy because I always offered to pay, even in my relationships.
You don't pay for nothing.
That's nuts.
I'm like, even if I got it, bro, you didn't lift a finger, my boy.
Like, do something. Like, make me a meal. Like, let's plan a dinner. You cook. Like, God. There's women out there like that. That's crazy to me because I'm just not like that at all. And that's nuts.
And then to me, that was nuts. I'm like, I told her, I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I don't want to do this no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told her, you're not doing anything as far as your part. I feel like I'm doing 90%. You're doing 10. I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'd already built a bond with her son.
I was going to say, do you think it was her being a mother and she just couldn't do both?
No, because really? She got married within a year. She got married within a fucking year.
Oh, wait, a year of you?
A year of us breaking up.
But it wasn't like an ex, right? It wasn't a baby dad, nothing?
No, but it was a coworker.
That's wild. Oh, my God. But do you think she was cheating or no?
No, okay. She's not that smart. I'll tell you that.
I'm so dumb. Like, you would have known. She would have gotten away with it.
I would have known. But I knew he had a crush on her. I knew he had a crush on her.
Because you knew who it was, basically.
Yeah, I knew he had a crush on her because, like, it came out, you know, and I checked him. And I'm like, bro, because it came out. You know what I mean? Like, this is back when me and her first started dating. And, like, he had said something like, oh, you know, like, I always had a thing for you. And I checked him. I'm like, bro, don't ever fucking do no shit like that. I'm like.
I've always had a thing. Yeah, that's, no.
We work for the same company.
That's even worse. So if it's some random guy, it's like, you can't control that. But it's like somebody, you guys, it's like, he knows you. That's crazy.
And I
worked
with him, too. And I took him back. And I straight up told him. I'm like, bro, don't you ever do no shit like that, bro. I'm like, I swear to God. I'm like, if I ever see you do some shit like that, it's going to be a fade. I'm like, that's what I'm telling you right now. I'm like, I'm not with that shit. I'm like, you must think I'm pussy if you do that shit. And then he was like, oh no, bro, I didn't mean it that like that. I don't care how you meant that. I'm just letting you know. If I hear that again, I'm like, it's not even a conversation. And then a year later, I mean, when he and I broke up, he swooped in. And apparently they got married to get him a green card.
Shut the fuck up. If she's not paying for nothing, it sounds like something she needed, apparently.
No, for him.
But he didn't pay her?
No, for him. He was illegal.
But I've heard of people paying someone to marry them to get the green card.
I have no idea.
You know, she got some shit out of that. Damn, dude.
I have no idea. That's crazy. I have no idea. But okay. No, they're still together. I think they're still dating. Okay. You know what I mean? But like, I found out that they got married so he can, because I guess they want to travel, and I guess he can't really travel.
So they forced the marriage quicker just to do that. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, you said that like the learning lesson was not dating someone that's like not your type or that you don't want to date. Do you really feel like that's a learning lesson? What if she would have put full force effort? Would it have worked out?
No.
Or you think eventually you just would have been like.
No. Because like I said, like I told you from the top, she wasn't willing to change her ways.
Okay.
She wasn't willing to change the very bare minimum of the shit that she even had to do. So to me, I'm just like, bro, if you weren't even willing to do that, I'm like, I doubt this shit would have moved on. Because with me, when I have a partner, that's what I want. I want a partner.
Yeah.
I'm not, and you know, I mean, women can say whatever the fuck they want in comments.
Yeah.
I don't want another bill. You know what I mean? I don't want another bill. I don't want like someone that I like them that depends on me because
like
I want,
100% depends.
I want
on you.
I want someone to like if there's a specific reason for it, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Meaning, but I want something someone that's gonna help me build. You know what I mean? That's what I want. You know, like if I want to do something, I need someone to be there for me and be like, okay, you know. But I'm like, I'm not look like to me, for example. Like, if I had a girl, let's just say that she went on maternity or something, she didn't work or something, I don't mind taking over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason for it. But I'm like, if you just, like, don't want to work and you want me to support you, I'm like, that's not me.
So, question, though, because I've had this conversation with other men, like, the whole 50-50 traditional or mix. Like, what if you were loaded and you had the money and, like, do you still see yourself being with the woman that wants to be at home, or you like the woman that has drive and has their own ambitions?
No, I need a woman with drive because like I need to be able to trust. Like if I am loaded,
okay.
Obviously I'm gonna have a business. I'm gonna have something.
Okay.
And you think I want to hire a random person to do that, or do I
want to? So you want her
hire
to help
someone that I can trust. You know,
Okay.
If I have a business, you know, I mean, obviously I'm going to put you to work. I'm like, hey, I need you to run this.
But you guys are a partner. It's your income together. It's your household. You're building that life for you and your future kids.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
You know, like I said, like, I want to leave. That's what I want. I want to leave something. I like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't come from that.
Yeah.
No one left me anything. Like, everything that I had, I worked for.
Yeah.
You know, anything that I have, I worked for. I worked very hard for what I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to be honest with you, like I said, like, I get it if maybe there's like there's a time where you need to take time off. I want to get okay with it. But it's never going to be a point where I'm like, I just want you at home all day, you know, or something like that. Or something like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be okay with that, you know, because like at the same time, I'm like, one thing that I've seen, like my mom's a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
But she's not your typical stay-at-home mom. Like, she's always doing something.
Yeah.
You know, like, even like, so my mom stopped working when I was like in like a sophomore and junior in high school.
Okay.
But she's always had her own grind. Like, she started taking care of kids to make
like she's extra making
money.
Income. Like, she's not just sitting on her ass.
She's not just sitting on her ass.
Yeah.
Even when she is doing, she's always doing something. My mom has never been the type of person who just stays at home all day and is content with staying home all day. You know? And that thing, that's where I get it from. Because my mom has always been like that. Even though she doesn't have to take care of kids to make more money. She doesn't have to, you know, do all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In order to do, you know, she doesn't have to do what she does. But somehow she's able to do it and still come home and make dinner for my dad.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's been times, obviously, where she doesn't have time. You know what I mean? You know, like, but she, like, communicates. Like, hey, I've been really busy. I'm like, dinner's going to be late today. And my dad's cool with it. He's like, okay, that's fine.
He's not, like, on her ass about it.
Or my dad will be like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll cook dinner when you come home.
That's what I was going to ask you. Because growing up, like, sometimes I feel like I've dated, like, mainly, like, Latino. And, like, a lot of the time, their parents are in the really traditional space. Yeah. Like, she's cooking, cleaning, and everything. And he's not doing shit. And it's like, I observe it when I would be around parents.
It's a partnership.
I want more of the partner. Do I like the traditional? Like, you're still buying things. You're still providing.
Yeah.
Yes. But I've always been the person that makes most in the relationship.
Yeah.
So typically, right now that's not the case, but like I was before. So I've always imagined myself still providing, but I also want a guy willing to like cook and help me clean once in a while. Like, cause it's also nice when a man cooks for you. So like, I don't want this super traditional and I also don't expect to be provided for 100%.
Correct.
So like, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, if you grew up that way, like, okay, she's working, but do you still expect her to only cook and clean? Cause she's doing all both now.
No.
Okay.
No, like I said, like to me, it's a partnership too.
Yeah.
And I grew up that way on both sides.
Okay.
You know,
cause
with my mom and my stepdad.
Yeah.
And then with my dad and my real dad, my real dad still lives in California.
Got it. Okay.
You know, he moved from California. He lives in the Bay Area now, but he was a chef.
Okay.
You know, so my real dad's a chef. And then my mom, obviously she worked. And then, you know, until my dad told her, basically like, it didn't make sense at the time for her to work.
Got it. Okay.
Because like the childcare was so high.
Yeah.
All of her income would have been going straight to childcare. So she like, so he's like, it's
that's
not
what a lot of people say nowadays too. So,
So he basically like stay at home and just, you know,
watch the kid.
So basically that's what it was, you know? So, and then same thing with my dad, my stepmom worked, you know what I mean? And then he worked.
Okay.
They both worked. My stepmom worked for a construction company, you know, and then my dad was a chef. You know, so it's always been both. You know, it's always been both. And then, like, and they had a system. Like, if she cooked, he would do the dishes. Or like,
you I know like mean? That shit. See, that's like, the shit I like.
Mean,
yeah.
Or like, you know, and same thing with me. You know what I mean? Like I even have that shit with my roommate.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like, you know, like I like to cook sometimes, you know, but like I like to cook it. You know, I like to cook. You know, so I tell him, I'm like, he's like, hey, can you make some steaks? I made some steaks yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you make some steaks? I'm like, I'll make steaks, but you're doing dishes. So mm-hmm. I'm like, do you still want me to cook? He's like, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
I'm like,
yeah.
Let's do it. So I'll do it, and I'm like, I'll wipe down the kitchen. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing both. I'm not gonna cook for you yeah. and do the dishes.
Yeah,
for you,
like help out something.
You know,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not doing that shit. And then like, so like, I'm always like that. That's how I've always been.
And I grew up with my parents being like that. My dad helps out around the house too. Yeah. So I didn't grow up with the super traditional like he's on his ass doing nothing. My mom's doing everything. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so. I realize in this moment, this is not planned. I would like you to come back for a second episode. Is okay. that something you're interested in?
I'm with it.
Okay, so I think this is going to be a part one where we're getting to know you, and then we're going to get into like the raw shit like his podcast is all about on the next episode after this, and we'll go into more. I want to hear more of your perspective on like random topics when it comes to sex and dating. So this one was a really good more just to kind of get to know your background and kind of we're going to get into it. So I want to end here for today. We'll plan for like sometime this week. I do want to get him back on. I think it's gonna be a great conversation and I'm excited. So is that something that you're down for?
Okay,
totally planned on the spot. Okay. Is there anything that you want to like kind of touch on before we kind of wrap up here?
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
How do you like the Mexican food out here versus the Mexican food out in Dago?
So I don't mind it now, but I hated it. My first 2 years here were miserable because I lived in Central Phoenix. Carne asada fries, Cali burritos. That's what I fucking love, even though it's not even real Mexican food. But could not find shit out here. I complained all the time.
Well, you could tell the difference between... you could tell the difference between an LA... someone who came out here from LA.
True.
And did Mexican food versus someone who came out here from very, very SoCal and did it.
Yeah.
Because... The way I realize it is if there's rice in my fucking burrito, I know they're from LA.
Rice in their burritos.
Don't put fucking rice
more
in
carbs.
My burrito, dude.
I'm okay with potatoes, but like rice. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, well, I use that in my Arizona burritos. They come with potatoes.
Okay. You know? I haven't really got too many burritos out here. I have bad experiences with Cali burritos. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't found a place.
Yeah. So what's your spot out here?
Okay. Well, Dacarbon is my spot. Okay. But I know like... We were talking like earlier, like Taco Boys is good. A lot of people love that out here. It's popular. But I think Dacarbon is my favorite. Andrea like loves it. She even said she would move here for the damn tacos.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
That's blasphemous, dude. When you have a Dago when you have a Dago fucking, when you have asked that shit all fucking day and you come out here and then you're like, I would move out here for, nah. Bro, get the fuck
out of here. Bomb though. But here's the thing, like, okay, so I grew up in North County, obviously in San Diego, so I didn't really get good, like, unless we went out of our way to go get tacos, which we never did unless we were down south already when I grew up. So when I got older and I was driving on my own, I would get tacos, but mainly we would just get taco shop and get fucking burritos. So I wasn't going all around trying tacos in San Diego. So I know like Tacos El Gordo is like my favorite in San Diego, which is basic to a lot of people. But realistically, I know there has to be hole in the wall spots that are probably better. I just haven't done that in San
Diego.
Those
are the two that I've spotted, which is Dacarbon.
Okay.
And then Taco Boys.
Okay,
where
out
I
here.
Feel like to me, I'm like, I feel like I'm eating an authentic.
In a TJ style taco. Because I think also there's different parts of Mexico and the tacos are different. Like, I like TJ styled. Sometimes people are like, oh, they're not, like, the meat's not, like, super good quality. It's like, I'm going for what tastes good.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Because I have a friend who's from San Diego, also from Escondido, and he moved out here, like, 7 years ago or something.
Okay.
And he's like, he hates Tacarbon. I'm like, he tries to take me to these bougie ass places. And I'm like, this is not Mexican food. This is, like, white. Like washed, good tacos.
Have you ever seen that TikTok that this dude did? And then he's like, it's this dude, and he does a whole skit. He's like, people from San Diego be like, and he's like, he goes, bro, I don't even know why you brought me here, bro. He's like, I told you I wanted some tacos from Dago, bro. He's like, bro, these are like authentic tacos. He's like, no, bro. He's like, these ain't no Dago tacos, bro. He's like, bro, we are in Mexico. How are you gonna tell Mexicans what tacos are like? No, but they don't make them like Dago though. Which is the way I feel like, because I can't just have any tacos.
No, man. They're not the same. So I definitely would say, yeah, that's, I mean, ever since I moved to the West Valley in 2021, I started being more like happy and content out here with my Mexican food. So I don't complain. Mm-hmm. I'm more kind of actually sad about the Asian food out here because I love Asian foods, my favorite. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, in Mesa, and I know it's more in the East Valley for mm-hmm. like the Asian community compared to like in San Diego, but I just haven't found like a lot of great places. Well, you have to go to like Northwest
Phoenix or the area where I live at. Okay. There's a lot of really good places out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For Asian food.
Send me some places then.
It all depends on what you're looking to eat.
I like anything. Convoy is my spot in San Diego. I'm always in Convoy. So okay. like everything. Ramen, Thai, Japanese, Korean, everything. I love Asian food.
They have a really nice ramen spot. It's you been to Cobra's yet?
Where?
Cobra's?
Like the downtown
arcade bar?
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
So there's like at the very end, there's like a little like
an anime theme. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They have really good ramen there.
I'll have to try it because I've been there only at night. I haven't been there for like food because I think they're like people will like walk over to the next bar. Is it that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Okay, well then tacos, just send me more spots. I know my boyfriend's from the East Valley, but he's not always in the West Valley.
He's from here actually.
Oh, yeah, okay. But he grew up in like Apache Junction, like
So like in the middle of nowhere basically. Okay.
Yeah, so we're more now on this side of town.
Both of you
so
guys grew up in the middle of nowhere.
Whatever. Probably not the middle of nowhere. Whatever. Okay. Well, we're gonna end there. So guys, you already know the deal. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Rate us 5 stars because we're the best and hilarious. Please, I'm going to have you drop your handle right now.
Okay. So
you're like, okay. Two handles,
you can subscribe to my podcast. I'm relaunching in about 2 months.
Okay.
The loft area where I live at. Okay. I'm trying to convert that into like a studio.
Nice, nice.
So that one's all Ronald Condom. And then I don't care about my personal.
That's fine if you want.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay. All Ronald Condom. I'll drop that there.
And then you can follow my other page. It's San Diego King 619.
Okay. I'll drop both of those. You can follow me at moni.montenegro. And then you already know Flings and Things is on TikTok and Instagram at Flings and Things Official with an N, not and. Spell it correctly. That was episode 87, part 1. We will be here the week after for part 2, guys. Thank you. It was nice having you on.
Bye. Thank you.